This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Americans are remembering former President Jimmy Carter, who died Sunday in Plains, Georgia, at the age of 100. Andrew Greer lives in Plains.
I know that many of us have spoke with him over the years about what he wanted his influence to be in Plains, and it was just as another neighbor. It's a great loss for our world. He's one of the greatest men of peace, but also one of the greatest friends to the world, so we will miss him sorely.
He was heard there on WTVM-TV in Georgia. How will history remember former President Carter?
Jimmy Carter spent just 4 years in the White House, but said he had no regrets.
I, Jimmy Carter, do solemnly swear.
Carter was one of just 10 incumbent presidents to lose a re-election bid. He was only 56 years old.
I have been blessed by graduating from the White House at an early age.
Carter had already been a peanut farmer, a Navy officer, a governor, and later Nobel Peace Laureate, freelance diplomat, home builder.
I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence.
He called it a wonderful life.
History should remember him as having led an epic American life.
Biographer Jonathan Alter says it was an extraordinary life.
He will likely go down as one of the most misunderstood and underestimated figures in American history.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Jimmy Carter's state funeral in Washington will be on January 9th. Now to Sunday's deadly plane crash in South Korea. Representatives from Boeing and the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board are arriving in Seoul to help in the investigation. The crash killed 179 people. Deadly storms and reports of tornadoes over the weekend across the South. Several people are said to have died. This is AP News. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn with the weekend's top movies.
An action-adventure comedy was the top movie.
Are you Detective Pikachu?
He does look like a Pokemon.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3 was the top earner at the box office in a holiday week that included Christmas on Wednesday. It brought in $38 million.
Mufasa and the prince who would come to be known as Scar became brothers.
While Mufasa, the Lion King sequel, came in a close second with $37.1 million. If the tallies are done differently because of the holiday, Mufasa actually earned a little more. The R-rated horror film Nosferatu comes in third, Wicked is fourth, and Disney's Moana 2 rounds out the top five. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.